broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you had a delightful Thanksgiving, and pray you extend the weekend focusing on God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. This is the broadcast for November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Yes, indeed, in the proper checks and balances of a defensive, proper role of government is the solution. That's why we stand against a revolution and stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to, what do they call it, Black Friday? Wow, I say stay away from the stores, ladies and gentlemen. Today it's a madhouse for sure. Is it about remembering the reason for the seasons? A lot of people basically are saying on the internet now, what's Thanksgiving unless you truly say thanks? That's what we're talking about on the radio. Welcome to the broadcast. We were live on Thanksgiving Day, believe it or not. Why? Because to us, this is not a job. We actually make a living with our day jobs. This to us, ladies and gentlemen, is a sacred calling, if you will. This to us, we believe we have an absolute vital responsibility to preserve the nation, to restore the republic, as Trump would say, to make America great again. We do that with hard work and education. We do that with helping people understand constitutional realities in our modern day. It's a lot of work, but somebody's got to get it done, and we consider you folks part of our family, and we wanted to spend a couple of hours on the radio with you on Thanksgiving to let you know how much we appreciate you and how we are a family. And if it's supposed to be a time for family, then we've got to spend some of it with you, don't we? All right, we pray you had a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We talked about the importance of repentance and prayer as we ponder Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving address, as we celebrate the wonderful blessings of God this Thursday. That was yesterday, of course. We take this time to thank each one of you. We also talked about a Thanksgiving message from President-elect Donald J. Trump. We talked about Barack Obama's address as well. Second hour, we talked about ice cream for breakfast. Makes you smarter, a Japanese scientist now claims. Not for dinner, but for breakfast, okay? We also talked about the Five Kernels of Corn poem, talking about the Pilgrims and William Bradford and his wonderful experience to reject socialism and embrace the principles that make America great, for sure. We talked about the CNN. They have 9 things Democrats should still be thankful for. Obama delivered his final Thanksgiving message, and we said, thank heavens, it's the final. Adele drops baby news. She's not married. That's a tragedy. However, at least she's not going to do pro-choice, pro-death for the baby. She stands for pro-life, and good for her. We talked about George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation. What an inspired document that is, folks. What a leader. What a man's man. What a humble servant of God and his country. Wow, we talked about the kind repo man. Literally, the repo man surprised elderly couple by paying off their car. And we need to do more random acts of kindness just like that. The repo man paying off your car? How does that work? He literally took their car. They were so disappointed. He cleaned it all up, took good care of it, got it all squared away, paid it off, and returned it to the couple. We need more kind random acts of kindness like that everywhere in the country, folks. Just go off and commit them, would you please? Trump hopes to raise $65 million for the inauguration. By the way, we're going to be at the inauguration, so we'll let you know how that all rolls out live on the air. We're going to be having the Constitutional Sheriff's event the day after that as well, and would love some of you lifetime members to attend. It's the Training the Trainers event. We also talked about ideas of what movies to watch on Thanksgiving. I watched A Fairy Tale Christmas last night. It was phenomenal, by the way. I don't know if you're into chick flicks, but there you go. I guess they're having a big revenge on Starbucks. Quote, my name is Trump. I guess to get your brew high, you got to say my name is Donald Trump. Wow. We finished the broadcast by referring to my article, A Clarion Call for Civility. We've got to reject this divide in America on every fault line, folks, and stand together as Americans. Okay, I get that people want to celebrate their heritage. I'm okay with that. All races, all creeds, all ethnic groups should be able to do that. And we all should be willing to learn about one another's ethnicity and culture and history, and that's all wonderful. But this divide stuff has got to go, whether it's racially tinged or gender tinged or whatever the case. We got to reject that notion, folks, and stand shoulder to shoulder as Americans and say, hey, we believe in the principles of our founding fathers, and we want to see them move forward in modern day. It starts with education and then peaceful action. That's a recap of yesterday's, in my opinion, well done Thanksgiving broadcast. Kirk Crosby, you full of turkey, sir? Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kirk Crosby's still sleeping, ladies and gentlemen. He'll get awake here a little bit. He'll get some water, and he'll get all fired up in a second. Meanwhile, a couple of quick updates from Trump's campaign transition. Is that the best way to call it? He's president-elect. Good news. Net neutrality faces the axe by Donald Trump. I think that's great news. I'm not for the government getting in the middle of the internet. Net neutrality might go by the wayside, and boy, do I pray that it does. We also talked about, or we need to talk about, Sheriff Joe. You think he's out of office? You're right. You think he might get arrested? Maybe. But the reality is there's good news for Sheriff Joe down in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sheriff Joe's cold case posse is now saying that on December the 15th, 4 p.m. Mountain Time, he's going to have an updated conference on their final findings with regards to Barack Obama's birth certificate. The mainstream press is mocking him, going, you're still talking about the birth certificate? And he said, no, we're not. I don't care where Barack was born. This is about a fraudulent document that Barack was involved in floating to the American people. Who cares where Barack was born, says Arpaio. What matters here is there's a forgery. That's illegal. Anyway, wait for December 15th, 4 p.m. for the update press conference, Joe Arpaio and Michael Zullo on that important issue. By the way, Donald Trump is expected to select for his Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, a billionaire. He's been known as the king of bankruptcy for buying, restructuring, and selling off steel companies in the past. Not to mention other fading, quote, industrial companies. Wilbur Ross. We're going to do some research on that guy for the Commerce Secretary. Who will Trump pick for the top post? As the State Department? Mitt Romney or Rudy Giuliani? In that battle, I would support Mitt Romney. Not a fan of Rudy. That's just me. I know everybody's got to choose who they think would be best, but I wouldn't pick Rudy. All right, got a little thing to play for you, then introduce our guest. Listen to this, folks. All right?
My lovely wife of 52 years, 2 years in high school and 50 years, passed away 10 days ago. So my heart is full today. But I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, what's going on in Utah has to be stopped. What's going on in the West has to be stopped. And you are the men we have elected to stop that. Without your help, without your support, without your recognition to see what's happening here, there will be bloodshed. People will not be pushed up against the wall. They will not have their lands taken from them, their rights taken from them, their access, the rights of citizens of this state and this United States of America. I see it coming. I see it coming now. It's the worst I've ever seen in my 14 years that I've served in the Utah State Legislature, and in the 40 years I've lived in this area. I represent the largest district in the state of Utah in terms of the House of Representatives.
All right, Mike Noel, well-known Utah State Representative, good friend of ours. We appreciate his leadership. He basically said this right before the government murdered Mr. Lavoie Finicum, ladies and gentlemen. Now, he's being criticized a lot for saying there'll be bloodshed. But understand that to acknowledge reality is not to be irresponsible. To ignore reality is to be irresponsible. Mike did not suggest that he wanted bloodshed. He just merely pointed out the reality that the government has an appropriate, law-abiding, proper role to play. And when it violates its oaths of office, when individuals under the brand of government take illegal power unto themselves and disrupt the balance of power and destroy the freedoms that we know and love, at some point there will be pushback. And by the way, the only bloodshed so far has been by our rogue agents in government. Mike Noel in Utah, our guest in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Noel has been around for a long time. In fact, he used to work for the BLM. The problem is he couldn't take the out-of-control rogue agents moving forward with law enforcement and all kinds of efforts to change the game and disrupt the appropriate checks and balances our founders envisioned. Welcome to the broadcast. There's a lot to discuss. Mike Noel, my friend, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Had a great Thanksgiving, and as you did your recap yesterday, I thought that was wonderful that right before we had our family dinner here, I'm over in St. George with one of my daughters and her husband, who's a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard, and he talked about how George Washington, when he proclaimed Thanksgiving, it was the Thanksgiving thank God. That was what it was about. And we heard that, and our children, my grandchildren heard that. So it's really important, like you say, Black Friday kind of takes away from the meeting. It's great. It's great to have Thanksgiving and thank God, Sam. That's what it was about.
Amen to that. And, you know, you're getting beat up over your comments, a lot of people critical of them. You know what? To me, to acknowledge reality is not a negative, irresponsible thing to do, to ignore what we're doing. For example, if I predict a financial meltdown, which I'm not predicting, but I'm making a point, because I'm convinced that one's going to happen and we got to take those warning signs and change our course, change our direction. Then they'd say, see, Sam, you're irresponsible. You're preaching doom and gloom for the economy. And I would respond and say, no, I'm not. I'm literally trying to make sure that we're wise and we prevent greater catastrophe, greater calamity, greater problems. And the same thing's true here. You're merely saying that we can get along. The federal government has a proper role. It is limited in scope and defined by the supreme law. The supreme law is a bunch of cannot do's by government, if you will. And we need to stand with that. And we need to acknowledge when rogue agents are out of line or the bad apples ruin the barrel, sir.
Well, and I pointed out there that there's a lot of context behind that statement. One of them is a man by the name of Dan Love, special agent, and you know, the special agent in Utah. He's the one that went down to Blanding and came in there with 100 agents to deal with the old men in change and perp walking them in the middle of the morning, and it ended up at 3 suicides, including the beloved Dr. Red. He was their lifeblood of the community, and he had been harassed for several years over supposedly digging artifacts on public land, which he did not. He picked up a small bird the size of your little fingernail, worth an average of $50. They charged him with a felony, but that was worth over $1,000. And after going through that for years of not just that issue, he decided to say, "This is, I think I can get my, keep my family out of prison, my wife, because of this informer who ended up killing himself." But there's just so much out there. But Dan is one of the problems we have. Thankful to say this, that just this last week, Sam, I was on the phone with sheriffs from all over the western United States, from Montana to Oregon, and there's a bill being introduced in Congress by our Congressman Jason Chavis, and it will actually take away all of the law enforcement authority of the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service, and that $126 million that's being spent right now will be distributed among sheriffs, our collected constitutionally elected county sheriffs throughout the western United States. So,
and this is critical because we need to understand that, you know what, taking care of the forest and the land, I don't believe is a federal government responsibility in the first place. In fact, I believe the Constitution prohibits it on multiple fronts. But one of the most important things we need to understand is why would we ever give them law enforcement capabilities, blurring the lines, allowing these rogue agents to somehow go on power trips, to threaten the locals? At what point does that have any value, and how did that even happen?
I have no idea, because FLTMA, which was passed in October of 1976, specifically says in FLTMA that the local sheriffs, the contracts are to be given to the local sheriffs to enforce any type of law enforcement that's needed. There you have it. An elected sheriff, an elected person that you as a community decide has got the temperament and the abilities to be able to protect fellow citizens, not to protect us from the federal government, but to protect the fellow citizens and make sure that the law is done in a proper way.
And I'll tell you how it happened. What they do is they pass laws, they garner funding for things that make sense on the surface. And then what they do is they use these rogue agents in government to make regulations that manipulate the further intent. And they become so entrenched and so well-financed that they can't be stopped. And then they slowly but surely use regulations to insulate themselves from congressional critters saying, well, you can't know this, this is top secret, or you can't do that because we've got funding through this other venue for a certain amount of time, so you can't sunset us. And what they do is they just inoculate and insulate themselves from the people, from those who represent us. And then what they do with this rogue agent is they just slowly but surely step it up, and it's usually unnoticed till it becomes a critical crisis. And that's the reason behind your statements is, look, they're the only ones that have drawn blood so far, sir.
That's exactly right, and absolutely. I just want people to know I said it right after I made that statement. A man by the name of Chris Zinda, I don't want to give him any credit, but his wife happens to be the district manager for the BLM in Cedar City, and he is absolutely an agitator. He just wants to stir up hate and discontent among people. He's got a big chip on his shoulder, and he started to tweet out that I'm calling for blood. And I got up right afterwards, grabbed the microphone, and said, I just want everybody in this conference to know that I did not call for blood. I recognize just what you said. I recognize that there will be bloodshed if you continue to allow these BLM law enforcement people who have militarized themselves, who have...
By the way, unconstitutionally, illegally militarized themselves, we might clarify.
Illegally militarized themselves, who do not have a connection with the local people, who are not respected. The people we respect are the people we elect that take the power we give them, we the people give them, and use it in a very, very careful way to protect us from those that would hurt us and those that would break the laws of the land. So that was a clarification.
And the clear point to make here, the reason that this is a problem is because there is no check and balance on these bureaucrats that are oftentimes not elected. They insulate themselves from the laws. They literally become judge, jury, and executioner. And that's the problem we have with it, ladies and gentlemen. Law enforcement is a very sacred duty. And right now in America, it's been given to those whom we elect. And there's a reason for that. That's what separates us. We are a republic, not a democracy. That's what separates us from a democracy-style system.
You got it, Sam. I'm glad you pointed that out. It's something that I would like to see get back to what was authorized. Of course, I'm supportive of the actual transfer at some point. I don't know if that's going to be able to happen, but in the meantime, we've got to bring these land agencies back into compliance to what they were there for initially. And, of course, in the terms of the BLM, they were really a holding agency, the Bureau of Land Management, which is the lands office, which disposed of the land.
And it was supposed to be, and if we understand the Constitution, there was territories at one time. It was supposed to be for territories to be managed until they could appropriately have equal footing with the rest of the society, right?
That's exactly right. That's what it was. And, of course, again, in 1976, when they decided they were going to retain these lands, well, Flipman says it's a disposal and a retention act. They're going to retain and dispose. They just completely stop disposing.
And that's where the lie happens. They have a great-sounding name like the Patriot Act or, you know, pro-choice or some of these deceptive lines. It didn't have anything to do with getting rid of lands. It had everything to do with making sure that you and I can't touch them, clearly violating the Constitution. But there are answers. As Donald Trump wants to drain the swamp, let's see the best way to move forward, shall we? In seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
One attendee to the November 21st media summit with President-elect Donald Trump used an expletive in describing the gathering at Trump Tower as a firing squad. Trump started with CNN head Jeff Zucker and said, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed," an attendee to the off-the-record meeting told the New York Post, a publication that has generally been supportive of Trump. "The meeting was a total disaster," continued the source. "The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration, but instead they got a Trump-style dressing down. The meeting took place in a big boardroom, and there were about 30 or 40 people, including the big news anchors from all the networks," a second source told the Post. "Trump kept saying, 'We're in a room of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong.' Kellyanne Conway, former Trump campaign manager, offered a strikingly different account of the event, telling Deadline Hollywood that it was excellent and that she saw no need to mend fences with the media. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, just days after his first meeting with Donald Trump as president-elect, Henry Kissinger, the antiquated embodiment of the establishment Trump has promised to dethrone, expressed confidence that the maverick Republican would not be able to make good on that promise. One should not insist on nailing him into positions that he had taken in the campaign, Kissinger told CNN's Fareed Zakaria, with whom he shares membership in the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I'm going to clarify a statement that Mike Noel made. He is a Utah state representative from Kanab, Utah. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is critical to understand. Mike Noel said that there will be bloodshed. Not that he wants that, but he's giving really a witness and a warning. And I'm going to give you an idea of the company he keeps. Ezra Taft Benson, well-known former Secretary of Agriculture under Eisenhower, gave the same kind of a statement before the whole nation, if you will, that if we don't change our ways, if we continue to violate the supreme law and turn our backs on God, and we continue to just, you know, muddy the waters with rogue agents in government that simply move us towards socialism, communism, whatever ism term you want to use, that once we lose freedoms, only blood will bring them back. And we're not wanting blood, folks. In fact, we're trying to do the very opposite. It's kind of like those folks who do storm watches, and they come and say, look, you got to move to higher ground, folks in Florida, because a hurricane's coming. They're not running around hoping for hurricane destruction, folks. They're actually doing their very best to save lives, to protect people, and to create unity. But we can't have unity with a wrong assessment of reality, that government could do whatever it wants. Rogue agents could just run amok and nobody cares, that there won't be negative consequences. There will be. In my humble opinion, the man that points out that reality should be looked at as a man who wants peace and stability. Really a hero. Those who save lives when they predict hurricanes and bring people to safety are heroes. Those who also stand as a witness and a warning to protect the people and to restore the republic and to remove rogue agents from their ever-abusive quest for power is key. We don't seek for power, folks. We seek to pull it down. All right, Mike Noel, our guest. He is from Kanab. He is in the Utah State Legislature, and I hope he's not there for long. Now you say, what, Sam? What are you talking about? Yeah, I hope he's not there for long. Because Donald Trump wants to drain the swamp. And the best way that I know to drain the swamp is to put people who understand this principle, who do not want Lavoie Finicum to be gunned down. The question I have for you, could it have been prevented by good, honest Americans who believe in the checks and balances of our founding fathers, who believe in turning to God, who believe there are answers with the proper role of checks and balances using the supreme law, who believe law enforcement should stay with peace officers. Who will Donald Trump pick at the State Department, we asked? Will it be Giuliani or Romney? I hope it's Romney. But we now suggest Mike Noel for Bureau of Land Management chief in the Trump administration. Now, I know, Mike, you're going to kind of be a little mellow on this because you're not necessarily looking for the position, but you'll take it if served from what I've been told. And I'm telling you, that's what we got to have, those people who live in the West, people who understand the West, people who represent the landowners in a way where they don't want to draw blood, where they don't have a chip on their shoulder, where they do understand the checks and balances, and they want to rid our government of rogue agents. That's who we got to have, sir. Now, I know that puts you in a kind of a strange position because you don't want to be like, yeah, pick me. But this is something critical we got to understand. George Washington didn't want to serve either. He went reluctantly to the presidency. I know you'll go reluctantly, but you'll go, won't you?
I will go, and you're absolutely right. I have a great life. I have a wonderful family here, but I'm called on a mission to go back to D.C. and to learn. I don't want to learn it myself, but I know there's a lot of doublespeak back there. That's the language of doublespeak and hypocrisy and some of the things, and understand that what's needed back there is straight talk and honest dialogue, and take a pair of hip boots, man. Take my waders up. There's a shovel, because we've got to drain the swamp. There's no question about it, Sam. There's some problems. There's problems in the Bureau of Land Management. There's problems in that agency. We need to go back. We can't at this point. If I do get the job, we've got to be careful of how I handle this, because there's 11,000 employees out there that will probably not want. A lot of them won't want me there. But I'm going to go back to the basics of how this was set up originally, as a retention and a disposal act, and that the people that work for that agency should understand that the Federal Land Policy Management Act was supposed to defer to the greatest extent possible to state, county, and local plans, that it was supposed to be multiple use and sustained yield, not lock every single thing up, create more monuments, put together a bureaucracy where nothing can happen, take the people off the land, shut down our oil and gas reserves, shut down access, shut down the very reasons that makes the West a beautiful place, which is be able to go out and you know this and I know this, that the temples of the Lord were in the mountains. That's where they were before. When you didn't have temples built, you'd go to the mountains because you connect. And that's what people need, people like you and I and people in the West, people that were born in the West know that. And it's a beautiful area. And the fact that they can come in, you know, all these years after statehood and say, oh, this is so beautiful, people of Utah, you've created five beautiful national parks right here. Well, who are the ones that were primarily responsible for protecting and maintaining the beauties of this state? It was the people themselves.
And by the way, when the government shut down, who took responsibility and got it all squared away? Even so, it was us.
Yeah, exactly. It was the very people that we live here. We care about it. And I care about it.
Now, I'm going to use a crude country singer example to make a very important point. You got to have people from the West, people from the great outdoors that understand land, understand the people, understand the customs, understand the culture and the proper use of land to understand that. And I'll give you an example. He's passed away now, but one of my favorite country singers is Chris LeDoux. And the reason that he is because, you know, he was quite talented. However, they tried to invite him down to Nashville and come live amongst them. And they said, you know what, we can make you great if you just spend more time with us, man. Just you come here, just see what you can do. And what he basically said is, you know, I appreciate y'all. Country music is my passion, and I'll just let it do whatever it does. But I'm gonna stay right where I'm at. And they said, we don't understand that, Chris. You could be so much more. And he said, no. You come and lay out under the stars and the big outdoors, the great West, and you'll get it. And that's kind of what we need.
We do. It's a way to connect to your very soul here. And that's, again, that's not something. But I don't need a park ranger, and I don't and I don't need a BLM law enforcement agent to teach me that. We should have that belief and
well, I need to come out. A couple of them might be able to learn a little bit about it. And what we need to do is first divest the law enforcement. I think Chapeth is right about this. We need to get rid of the law enforcement piece. One of the things that I'm doing is going back to Capitol Hill for the inauguration, and I'm going to be there for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event that we're kicking off. It'll be the 21st of January. Those who want to become expert in understanding the proper role of law enforcement and the oaths of office and more, come join us. You got to be a lifetime member of the CSPOA to attend. The reason that I bring that up, though, Mike Noel, is maybe you want to contact Jason Chapeth for us and see if he'll assist in this, but we're going to be developing a CSPOA caucus on Capitol Hill.
Oh, wow.
Because we've really got to help Jason with that kind of legislation. We've got to demilitarize these agencies in government. Then we'll know maybe they mean peace and we might be able to get along. Obviously, I'd be for abolishing the BLM. That's why I want to send Mike Noel there. Because as Ezra Taft Benson, you know, he took that Secretary of Agriculture job and he said, you know, it's interesting, I'm going to serve in an agency that I want to get rid of. You'd be kind of akin to that. But nevertheless, if we can get rid of their law enforcement belligerence, we might be able to at least get along in the meantime and not have blood, but have peace and have cooperation and move towards a parity of understanding is the words that I would use to describe it. That's at the least. But just imagine if we drain the swamp, what we could accomplish. I bring all that up to say, though, that we might be able to support that legislation. Our goal would be to have legislative liaisons deal with some of these things and reject bills that cause problems when some of this stuff starts to go through. Just imagine if we were there in the first place and we started to see these people getting armed and militarized and we could have blown the whistle and spoke up quicker. Or now we can move forward to help Jason with his bill. There's a lot to do, sir, and that's kind of what we're hoping.
It wasn't like that when the agency was established. You know, it wasn't like that. There were two agents in the state of Utah, and they were special agents. And guess what they did? They worked in close cooperation with the local sheriffs. That's how they dealt with it. They didn't go out on the ground. They weren't armed. They worked with the local law enforcement. And gradually, like you said, power begets power. These special BLM law enforcement agents, there are more and more and more of them. And the weapons and the attitudes, the Dan Loves.
And that's where we get the term government goon from. They used to be peaceful people trying to help, and now they've turned themselves into power-hungry rats. We got to drain the swamp, folks. Quick pause. Mike Noel with us in seconds on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing for Mike Noel to go to Washington and help drain the swamp. And I really believe that we need people there who are willing to commit to the Constitution, who are willing to say no to government. You don't have authority to do those things. You're not doing that. And to stand for the proper role of limited government and to believe in the checks and balances that made America the greatest country on the face of the earth. The restoration of those principles and that ideology and belief and understanding. And a man who believes in God, family, and country. And a man who will protect life, liberty, and property is critical. And so I would like to say Mike Noel for the BLM chief would be a great idea. And if we can get that done, hopefully we any channel we have to get to Donald Trump, I just emailed a couple of people that I know who have actually been consulted about what positions ought to be filled by whom, etc. And so hopefully we can pass the word, but spread the word, let people know, hey, Mike Noel would be the best guy. He's used to serve in the BLM. And I know you would say, Sam, why would you send a BLM agent right back? Because he literally left, because he couldn't stand the transitions that he was so uncomfortable with. That's why. And as we say, the agency, not that we agree with it being created in the first place, but once it was created, it wasn't intended to be what it's turned out to be now. And Kurt Crosby, you make a living. Mike Noel, I don't know if you know this. My co-host, Kurt Crosby, is a dairy herd nutritionist. It's one of his key day jobs. And he travels around the state of Utah and Idaho and Nevada and other places and does a lot of dairy work and does a great job with that. He's been in it for, what, almost 40 years, Kurt? Well, no. All right. Yeah, almost 40 years. It's amazing how time flies. For a long, 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 long time. And what do you think about a man to head up the BLM who would really like to get rid of the BLM, who really would like to make sure that they don't have law enforcement authority or power, and that rogue agents who seek for power are simply stopped? What do you think about sending a guy back to Washington like that, Kurt?
Well, it sounds exactly like, what we need, you know, the recipe requires certain things, and that would be certainly necessary for the draining of the swamp, the restitution or restoration of the Constitution the way it's supposed to be in America.
All right, Mike Noel for Bureau of Land Management. How many agents are assigned to Utah?
Way,
yes, sir.
Remember last year we had the big brouhaha about 276. I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
One of the things I've done, and I'll introduce it in this session in January, I will go to the session because it's a few months away from any decisions. They'll have to be vet the Secretary of Interior, and they'll have an input into this. And like I say, I haven't heard anything directly from the Trump administration yet. But anyway, one of the things I've done this year is to totally eliminate any law enforcement authority with the was the Division of Land Management, but I think I'm going to change that to Department of Public Lands or some other more statement. If we do, in fact, prevail, if in fact there's a lawsuit brought by Utah to the Supreme Court, and if we get back to the Constitution, we actually do take over these lands and manage those in a proper way. There's a lot of things that need to be done before that, of course. And in the meantime, we've got to, like you say, drain the swamp and get back to our basic role of managing these lands in a proper way, not let them burn up and not wild horses and burros destroy them all, but to actually get some common management sense in place. In fact, if that happens, and if the states actually go to court and win back the rights that were guaranteed under a sovereign.
Yeah, and I think going to court's a last resort, though. I think what we need to do is just start to manage the land and own the land and kick government bureaucrats out of the land. And if they want to sue us and pretend they have jurisdiction, good luck with that historical reality. I think we ought to turn the tables, and a lawsuit ought to be the last resort. Now, Richard Mack sued and won against the Clinton administration. But I bring that up just to say that I'm not so sure that I want to trust the Supremes, because if they get it wrong, they're still wrong. And yeah, sometimes we believe that if the Supremes say something, it's true, even if it's wrong.
Three new Supreme Court justices that I think are going to be vetted as strong constitutional supporters, and so the opportunity. But you also may have a Congress in place and a president that's willing to go back and look and say, hey, you know what? When we passed this in 76, it was supposed to be retention disposal, and we just stopped disposing. We just decided that as a state, as a federal government, we're going to not give the states their due just rights. So those are things that would have to be, of course, discussed. But in the meantime, we want to make sure we don't have many of the problems we're seeing in the West right now, Sam, within our own state and other states. So, and that's going to take somebody that's willing to look at the people on the ground. You wouldn't have enough law enforcement agents out there to control the populations in these states if, in fact, they decided that what was happening to them was the law enforcement that they put in place is taking away their constitutional rights. So, there needs to be some realization of that.
Yeah, I agree. And if we have to go to the Supreme Court, we do. And I hope we get good court representatives there to take care of business and realize they're the weakest branch of government, not designed to create law for the bench and become activists, but to truly interpret what's there. And that's good, and I hope that. I'm just telling you that I think that we need to basically, you know, for example, you mentioned when they started, they had like two peace officer coordinators, if you will, at the BLM to deal with the state of Utah. How many do they have now?
I'm not even sure of that number, but I know the budget, it's a large budget. It's $126 million for Forest Service and BLM. The greatest amount is in the Forest Service because they've had a longer time to establish their LEAs, law enforcement, LEOs, law enforcement officers, and it's out of control. I know anybody, I don't care if you live in D.C. if you lived in New York City or you lived in Utah or whatever, if someone came up to you in downtown Provo and said, hey, I'm going to give you a traffic citation. Well, who are you? Well, I work for this federal agency. Well, why are you here in my community giving me a ticket? We haven't given you any authority to do that. None of the people have given you the authority to be a peace officer. And so I'm not going to recognize you. Well, that's the same thing happening every day in rural Utah. You've got a guy that comes in and says he works for the BLM, and guess where you have to go? You have to go to a federal magistrate, sometimes as much as 200 miles away, to go get any kind of justice to appeal. You don't appeal to a jury.
Or your sheriff needs to arrest the bureaucrat and deal with it right here. Okay, and I know that sounds a little bit aggressive, but what I'm saying is that to force us to go a couple of hundred miles, to force us to have to go into an organization at the federal level that doesn't understand our situation, that doesn't respect our check and balances and respect the state authority. The states have become literally political subdivisions of the feds in many cases.
You got it.
And we got to stop that.
That's exactly what Speaker Greg Hughes, is a good friend of mine. He calls me Pops and I call him son. He was the first highest ranking elected official in the state of Utah to endorse Donald Trump. And he said to me that before the election, he said, if Hillary Clinton lives, we might as well just realize that for the next 4 years, the state of Utah will become a political subdivision of Washington, D.C., and we will have zero. That's what will attempt to happen. Thank the Lord that didn't happen, and we've got an opportunity. It's exciting to think that you can be part of the solution here and a big part of the solution, Sam, like you are. You're a big part of the solution in the way that you have stayed true to your values and, you know, and the principles that made our country great. So it's exciting to be even considered for this. I do have some pretty important people that are supporting me for this position.
And our prayers are that you get it. Now, I want to say this. You know, a lot of times what people do is if they disagree with somebody vehemently, then they refuse to talk to them. And one of the reasons that I really appreciate you, Mike, is because you are willing to sit down and talk. And you are willing to discuss very unsavory topics with those who you disagree with. And I think that's what we need more of. We need to come together and sit down and work through some of these things. Even if everybody's not happy at the end, we can go somewhere and we can do something. And those who refuse to do that disappoint me greatly, because we'll never get anywhere if we cease to communicate. We'll never get anywhere. And so even though I have a foot in a little bit of some of these camps about, I see the sides of these discussions with people, we need to be open and transparent about who we are and what we advocate for. We need to do so in a peaceful, polite, respectful, but yet bold manner. There's a way to balance that. And to do so in a way that is always for the betterment of our limited government and the betterment of the freedom of the people. And I, like I say, I encapsulate our whole program in just a couple of words. Our goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. It doesn't get simpler than that for a motive, for an agenda. And we've got to focus on that. And it's easy to spot people who have a different agenda when they won't come to the table and talk, or when they play games and say one thing to one group and another to another. That stuff is easily caught. We need to vet that, hold people accountable, but we always need to make sure we keep the lines of communication open. If we don't, well, we're going to be divided, and when we're divided, nobody wins. Final thoughts on that, sir?
I would never, I couldn't do the job and not be true to myself and the things that I believe, but I honestly believe that there's a much better approach to managing these public lands and to working with the very people within these states and these communities, these rural communities, who I know for a fact want to protect these public lands. They have as much invested, they have more invested in than people outside of this state. And Utah is the best managed state in the country for a reason. I think we still hold true the constitutional values. The majority of the people I serve with in the legislature strongly support the Constitution.
We're also furthest along in proper rule of honest money and currency, and the furthest along in getting our lands back than any other state in the Union by far. Mike Noel, my friend, our prayers are with you that you can absolutely help us with this. And I endorse Mike Noel becoming the BLM chief in an effort to balance and check and balance and give the state of Utah and other states a seat at the table is what we're talking about. And Donald Trump, our prayers are you get it done. Mike Noel, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Back in a flash, ladies and gentlemen.